Good morning and welcome to When Heaven Speaks, the podcast where the volume of the world gets silenced and the voice of God is amplified. Pastor Zach here, and today's word is about how the way we train up our children and even ourselves can either lead us to destiny or can cause us to stray. Our key scripture today is Proverbs 22 and 6. Train up a child in the way that he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. But let's be clear, the truth applies beyond children. Today's topic is destination or detour. Destination or detour. See, it shapes every identity, every legacy. When a child is mistrained or neglected, what they learn about themselves can lead them far away from the purpose God has for them. Let's pray. Father, thank you this day. This is the day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We come before you today seeking wisdom and insight as we explore your design for building a generation. Our hearts are open to see the truth that our words, our actions, our mentorship, and even our discipline shape our destination. Help us to build up our children with love, grace, and intentional purpose. Speak to every listener today so that in their own lives, they may receive and give right messages. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Again, today's topic, I am on the subject of destination or detour. Scripture, train up a child in the way they should go. When they get older, they will not depart. Question is, have we been trained the way we should go? Have we been detoured? We on the right track of success. Several key elements I want you to think about is the principle of training. When the scripture says train up a child, this verse tells us the identity is not merely something we discover. It's something that is transferred from one generation to the next. What was transferred to you? See, it's a principle of intentional, godly molding. Think about it. A man doesn't just stumble into his destiny. He is formed line by line, choice by choice, the voices that surround him. In Jesus' ministry, we see this is how he did, how he affirmed his disciples before the miracles even took place in 2025. And our current culture, current climate, so much information is streaming at us, yet it's the consistent affirmation from godly mentors that truly builds identity. Instead of getting lost on social media or in these self-help trends, we as the people of God need the kingdom voice that truly transfers identity and gives us destiny. So we're in the world again, in which we had a lot of training, a lot of teaching. There was a story about a mother who was cooking a pot roast. And as she was cooking the pot roast, her daughter was watching. And her daughter said, "Mom, why do you always cut the ends of the pot roast?" And she looks at her daughter and said, I do it because my mama did it. And she said, "Okay, but why? Why, mama?" She says, "I don't know, but I saw my mama doing it." The mother, curious, calls her mother, which is the child's grandmother, and said, "Hey, mom, why do you cut the end of the pot roast?" And the mother says, "I did it because I saw my mother doing it." By this time, the little girl is very curious. They call the great-grandmother. The great-grandmother answers the phone, "Hello?" And she says to her, "Granny, mama cuts the end of the pot roast because grandma cuts the end of the pot roast. And grandma cuts the end of the pot roast because you cut the end of the pot roast. Granny, please tell me why, oh, why do you cut the end of the pot roast?" And she says, "Baby, I cut the end of the pot roast because my pan was too small." Wow. How often are we doing something because we were trained to do it, but it was not the right way? the grandmother, the great grandmother, cut the end of the pot roast because the pan that she was using was too small. I want you to think about today. Could you be far away from destiny because you observed what someone else did and they were doing it because someone else did it and they did it only because of what they were and what was happening during that time? Here's a few biblical examples. One being Absalom. Absalom in the Bible, Absalom, the son of David, was given every opportunity as a prince, but was misdirected by a lack of strong, godly mentorship. Instead of growing into a man who would lead and who would reflect God's character, he drifted in rebellion and downfall. He came from a lineage of strength and stability. But because he had a seed that was not from God, he drifted far away from destiny. Here's another man by the name of Samson. Samson, born with divine strength, had potential unmatched by any other. Yet without proper spiritual discipline and mentoring, his life was marked by impulsiveness and ultimately tragedy. I give you one more. Saul, King Saul. Saul, he was chosen by God and anointed as the first king of Israel. But his training was marred by insecurity and by disobedience. He never fully grasped his identity as God's chosen instrument, and his destiny was cut short. These are just a few examples that show us that that what we teach our children and ourselves is critical. We can either set them up on the right path toward fulfilling God's promises or a path that leads them away from their purpose. We got to train up for destiny. Train up your children. Become children that are trained up for destiny. If you have not asked God to teach you, ask God, teach me. Matter of fact, say it right now, Father, teach me your statutes that I will observe them with my whole heart. Not just because mama or dad did it, but because it's the right thing to do. Intentional mentorship. Be intentional of who's pointing to you. Intentional mentorship is more than mere instructions. It's mentoring, guiding, and being present, transforming raw potential into kingdom purpose. You need people who see who you are in the spirit to help you get to your destination. Also, legacy is transferred. The voice we speak into our children's lives echo throughout generation. As 1 Samuel chapter 16:7 reminds us, God looks at the heart, not the outward appearance. Our role is to reveal the heart of God, affirm that identity and nature, and nurture it with love and discipline. As a pastor, that's what I look to do. I enjoy transforming and transferring identity to those who allow me to lead them. And finally, the right kind of training brings destiny. When a child or a man is trained in the right way, the foundation is set. And even if challenges come, that foundation keeps them from straying away. In Proverbs 22:6, God tells us that this training is for the life. It's not a one-time lesson. It's an enduring legacy. Here's my challenge to you. Now, here's the challenge. Think about a person in your life, a child, a friend, or even yourself, who desperately needs the right kind of training, who's wandering without a voice to guide them. Reach out to them today, this week, and be that voice, that mentor, that father figure, that mother figure. Reflect on what you've learned from your own mentors and pass it on. Here's our prophetic declaration. I declare that every man listening, every woman listening, is not a product of his past or her past, but a masterpiece in the making. I declare your identity has been transferred by the voice of the Father, strong, loving, and transformative. Misguided paths are being rewired. Kingdom destiny is being restored. Today, you will be the voice that shapes and builds tomorrow's leaders. In Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, I thank you, on God, on today for your word, destiny or detour. Father, there are people who listen to me today that have been on a place of detour because the way they were trained that caused them, oh God, to minimize their gifts, minimize their abilities, maybe because somebody didn't see their true potential. I pray that you put them back on the right track of success. I pray, oh God, that every detour will put them right back on the right path. Like Saul, God, in the book of Acts, who was on the wrong path. He thought he was doing something good, but yet in turn, he was doing something bad. I pray, God, that there will be people who listen to me today that will have that Damascus Road experience, and that in that experience, they will have an encounter with the true and living God, an encounter with Jesus, and that he will put them on the right track, the track of success that will change their trajectory. I declare and decree right now in the name of Jesus Christ that they will meet their Ananias, and that that Ananias will bring them to a place in which they receive not just their natural sight, but their spiritual sight of who they are in you. Thank you for what you're doing today. What I haven't seen, ear have not heard. Thank you, O God, what you reveal by your spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And amen. Well, there we go again. When heaven speaks, remember your identity is not hidden. It's been revealed. It's been built. It's been passed on. Stay tuned. Keep mentoring and let heaven speak through every single day. If you don't have a pastor, if you don't have a spiritual mentor, and you look for somebody to help guide you, you look for somebody to help you find your purpose, connect with us. My email address. mylotva@gmail.com. That's mylotva@gmail.com. And we will be that. Thank you for joining me when heaven speaks. Until next time, keep building, keep believing, and keep living your destiny. Blessings.